Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the Ed Up Experience podcast, where we make education your business. Dr. Joe Sallustio here with you again at Eleusine Live in Denver, Colorado, at the Colorado Convention Center, interviewing the most interesting guests in the world. And I have one with me today. She came by our booth. She says, "What the heck is this about?" And I said, "We need to talk to you immediately. Because anybody comes over and asks us what the heck this is about, it needs to be on this podcast." Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. I got to get her introduction right. And here it comes, here it comes. Her name is DG Edwards, and she's Senior Vice President and Chief of Staff at Ultimate Consulting. DG, how are you, first of all?
I am good. I'm still a little bit lagging in my hours since I live in Orlando, and that is 2 hours behind here. So getting up at 4 a.m. is not fun.
No, that is not, especially when you're staying out till 2 a.m.
How dare you?
Cheers!
But DG, I have to tell you, I'm really interested to know what you do at Ultimate Consulting. Higher ed is a changing landscape. Lots going on, lots of people. There's the, what do they call it? The reshuffling, the reshuffling of people. Are leaving their jobs, they don't know what to do themselves anymore. You must be dealing with some of that.
Dealing with a lot of that. In fact, this whole notion of COVID and the pandemic has caused a huge shift for not only the workers in higher education, but also, of course, for the students. And I actually have a 24 and 25 year old who recently had to go through the effects of the pandemic based on not being able to do clinicals in a nursing program, and my son not being able to do what they call a pin-up in architecture.
Right.
And so, and we've had them home, which I thought we were going to be empty nesters, but no, we didn't get to be empty nesters. Yes, I know, but
yikes,
we're still paying the bills for them and the cars and all that.
You're a good mom.
So, and then in terms of the shift for higher education workers who have been able to be remote, a lot of those are leaving the current institutions because they really like that whole notion of remote work in their pajamas, or we won't go into anything else about that.
Professional on top.
Professional on top, of course. So what's happening is that they're leaving their current jobs and shifting over to a different job, making more money so they can stay at home. And then, of course, that helps us as a professional services firm because we can just jump right in as the institution has their pants down from not having the support people they need. And we contract with those institutions and help them out in their loss of
DG said it. Don't get caught with your pants down.
I'm sorry.
Hold on tight. This is going to be a bumpy ride.
That's okay. We love a good podcast around here. So tell me, when you say professional services, what is exactly that you're talking about?
Good question. Has nothing to do with hairdo or makeup.
That's right.
We provide a sort of a turnkey, full circle support area, whether it is a database administrator, a systems administrator, a report writer, especially in higher education. Institutions rely on the reports to the state for state funding. And so if they don't have good report writers to pull, extract the data and report on it through a business intelligence software, their funding may be reduced.
And access denied.
And
that's when your funding's reduced.
Oh, that's right. And so we also can provide you with interim staffing. For example, if you've lost those people because of the pandemic and they want to stay at home in their pajamas, we then fulfill a position in the gap of them losing someone. We also can provide functional support services, whether it's a registrar or a bursar or a financial aid director. We also can provide CIO interim services.
That's
sometimes
good.
We also do where an institution will hire us for a short period of time and then decide, oh, we really like the person you gave us. Can we now hire them?
That happens a lot, right?
It really does. And so we're going to do that pants down thing again, because then that leaves us with our pants down because we've now lost a really valuable employee. But it was a client and they were in need. And so that's what we're all about, to help the clients. And when it does come down to it, when we are at higher education institutions, obviously, we support the faculty, staff, administration, parents, and most importantly, students. We want to make them, from their application to their graduation, very successful.
Yep. So tell me, what position is most serviced when you're providing these pressure? You know, who's lacking the most, or what institutions need registrars, or they need the CIO, or do they need coders or cybersecurity professionals? Like, what is that one area of most in demand?
The biggest area in demand is integration components, which means I have just purchased an ERP and now I want to integrate my housing software into that ERP. So you have to write something called an application program interface, which takes data bidirectionally from the housing to the billing, billing to the housing. And that's one area that we've noticed. Also for migrations, when a vendor, whether it's Ellucian Banner, Ellucian Colleague, any of the others that are the competitors, when they upgrade, we assist with some of the upgrade because the folks who are in their jobs have to still be in their jobs, and it dilutes their time too much if they're also trying to migrate up to a new version of, say, Banner from Banner 8 to Banner Self-Service 9.
If you don't integrate something right, it becomes an immediate
cluster,
right?
Yes, so, it does. We won't say that other word.
No, we won't.
Cluster.
Yes. Oh, there it goes again.
Yep.
Yeah, it really does, because what happens is, and I've just dealt with an institution recently where the data between two systems wasn't accurate, and when students were getting their transcripts, they were not correct.
Yeah.
And so students were really having a tough time. Hey, wait, I've taken these courses. This is my GPA. Similarly, and if their GPA doesn't look good, they would lose their financial aid. And students really rely on financial aid. And
of course,
the parents of two former college students, well, one current, if he ever gets through school.
He will.
he's on the 9-year program, I think. I don't know.
He'll get through.
I guess, yeah. So it does, I mean, it helps them.
So you're here at Ellucian Live. You're an Ellucian partner, Ultimate Consulting.
We are. We just recently, we're almost to the point of the paycheck or the check to Ellucian. Yeah, so we're there. And being a former Ellucian employee of 26 years,
wow,
it's really great to get back with my old cronies. Not that they're all old.
No.
Former cronies.
Seasoned colleagues is what we would
there
say.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I like that.
You like that? Mm-hmm. And so you're here. What are you learning at the conference? What do you hope to take away from the conference? What are you hoping for, you know, and what do you hope to learn?
Sure. Well, first and foremost is the networking. I'm a people person, grew up in a large family, and I am very gregarious. So I have coffee and other beverages we won't talk about with some friends, meet new friends, introduce our company to the different folks in the institution to let them know how we can help them in the short term, in the long term, those sorts of things. The other big thing that's happening is moving, clients to the cloud or a SaaS environment so that they can sort of reduce the amount of efforts they have to put in. And that's not, I shouldn't say it that way, but they have someone else kind of taking care of their servers when it goes to a cloud. It's basically someone else's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a biggie. And there were a couple presentations on SaaS, moving to SaaS, moving to the cloud. So that's, I personally wanted to learn about that so that I know how to embrace that and talk to clients about it.
Amazing.
So why come in person versus online? Because they have an online component. Did you need the networking? You know, that's a big question for people now, especially we were watching the news this morning. Philadelphia has gone back to mask mandates. It's kind of like ebbing and flowing. It's like, do we just take advantage of this moment because it may not be here again for a while? You know what? Why the in-person experience for you?
I'm tired of being at home. I'm seriously tired of being home. There's not another project I can possibly do because my husband is, I'm driving him crazy with all the projects. I'm about to re-roof our house. But nonetheless, we do a lot of Zoom sessions during the week.
Yeah.
And just to get out and about and really see a picture of a person on a Zoom is great, but when you just meet them, you can watch body lingo and you can really understand whether they're really embracing what you're talking about or they're just like, oh, please stay away. We don't need any more of this. I don't need to talk. So, and I get to see some old friends. And that, and the most important thing for me is I've worked for Ultimate for 3 years. I never met my boss.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
He asked me to meet him in the Peaks bar in the Hyatt, and I had to tell him what I looked like because I had never met him. So that
that's
was
insane.
Really critical to me, to meet the boss and the controller and our CFO. And so that, to me, that was important.
You know, we like to ask to close out our episodes, we like to ask our guests the same two questions. We always ask the same two questions out the episode. Here we go.
Okay.
What did we not say about Ultimate Consulting? I say we, but I really mean you. So a little bit of self-plugging, if you will, to our audience of 130 plus thousand downloads of this podcast over the last 2 years, higher ed administrators, presidents, all people listening to this. What do you want to tell them about Ultimate Consulting? And what do you see as the future of higher education?
Okay. So what I've not told you, or what I want everyone to know about Ultimate Consulting, is we're fair, we're approachable, we listen, we learn, and we want to support what is necessary on the campus. Great. And it's not always large scale. It could be just little pieces and parts. We also provide our clients with the ability to purchase a bucket of hours and not have to pay for all of them that they don't want. They only pay for what they use.
That's good.
So in the future of education, I think given the statistics about teen pregnancy, drug abuse, and killing themselves,
mental health,
all of that, committing suicide, couldn't think of the word.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are at low now because students are in fact attending school from home.
Mm-hmm.
So those have been reduced dramatically. And I like seeing that because that could be a real problem. But I don't think the brick and mortars are really going to continue. I think everyone, like my staff, have had a taste of the pajama pants day.
As they say, it's easier to give something than it is to take it away. And that
is
working from home.
But the only drawback to that is cheating.
Yeah.
And cheating has probably increased somewhat, even though there's software packages out there, Turnitin for projects. But when it comes to being on a Zoom session, I think vendors need to look at some more of the biometrics as a student is taking an exam, because you can have another screen behind you. Mm-hmm. So not that my kids do that.
Else would they? I mean, of course,
you
found out about that
crossed.
From someone else. Let's be honest.
Yes, I did. Yes. Absolutely.
Your friend told you about that.
Yes. And so that could have an increase. So there's going to have to be some development of some sort of processes, packages, whatever the case may be, to handle that.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is DG Edwards, and she's Senior Vice President and Chief of Staff at Ultimate Consulting.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just
interrupted.